This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. We're going to have a nice day today, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 60s. Right now, low 70s, I beg your pardon. Right now it is 62 degrees in Chapel Hill. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time to step up or give up, and she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. Bernadette Pelissier has served on the Board of Commissioners since December 2008. Sunday, she announced she will seek the appointment to the House seat representing District 50. Pelissier said in a press release that we can either step up or give up. She referred to education as one of her main points of focus, saying she intends to help provide access to quality education for all. She also said strong business growth in the state, netting many new jobs, and a transparent government are at the heart of her plans. Felicia is the daughter of French parents and was born in Senegal, Africa. However, she moved to the United States when she was young and spent most of her early years in New Jersey. She returned overseas when she was a teenager as her father worked for the United Nations in Damascus, Syria. Pelissier's time in Orange County began in 1975 when she attended Carolina. She received her Ph.D. in sociology in 1980. Her work outside politics includes director of research and evaluation for the Durham County Community Mental Health Center in the early 80s. She was also the chief of research at the Federal Correctional Institute in Butner, where she retired in 2006. Other than her most recent election to the Board of Commissioners, where she served as chair, Pelissier has served on the Orange County Planning Board, the Commission for the Environment, the Special Transit Advisory Committee. She was chair of the Orange Chatham Sierra Club two times, chair of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, and chair of the Partnership to End Homelessness, among other boards and commissions. Pelissier joins four other people who have announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat. Orange County's Lauren Easton, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson. Tune in to the WCHL Morning News this morning at 7:30 when Pelissier will join us to further express her intention to replace Valerie Fouché in the State House of Representatives. Orange County's Board of Elections director says a slew of changes to state voting laws will have a big impact on local elections starting next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams came before Orange County Commissioners last week to update officials on the many recent changes to state election law. All voters must provide photo ID by 2016, Reams said, but the process of educating voters about the new law will start next year.
We will be required to ask people, do you have ID? They won't be required to provide it in 2014, but we have to ask them if they do have it. And if they do not, then they will have to sign a declaration to let us know they do not have it.
And while the voter ID law has received much attention both locally and nationally, Reams says other less publicized provisions of House Bill 589 will have a significant impact on local voters. Beginning in January of 2014, a new rule prohibits voters who go to the wrong precinct from casting provisional ballots. Reams said all voters who ask will be handed provisional ballots, but the votes won't be counted.
If a voter went to another precinct and they were not assigned to that precinct, they were allowed to vote a provisional ballot. With the enactment of House 589, anybody that votes outside of their correct precinct, we cannot count that ballot for any contest at all.
And Reams said the timing of North Carolina's presidential primary is now wholly dependent on when South Carolinians go to the polls.
We will now be required to follow what South Carolina does. If they hold their primary prior to the first Monday in May, then we have to hold our primary the Tuesday following them. The past 4 to 6 primaries, at least, they've held their primary in January and February. So that tells us that more than likely we're going to have a primary in February or March. So we will probably be early voting over the Christmas holidays.
Though Reams said it's too early to say how much that will cost, she told commissioners the expense will be significant.
There again, it'll be an additional cost for the county because we'll have to hold a presidential primary and then addition to all the other primaries that will be held as traditionally in May.
In addition, the option to vote a straight party ticket has now been removed from ballots, and the process for requesting and filling out absentee ballots has changed. Commissioner Mark Dorson called the changes an effort by the Republican-led General Assembly to disenfranchise voters.
Clearly what's happening here is an attempt to suppress voter turnout. You know, we had a very high turnout in early voting in the last two presidential elections, and so that's been cut. We had a tremendous amount of same-day registration, so that's been cut.
Board Chair Barry Jacobs thanked the Orange County Board of Elections for what he called their bipartisan spirit of cooperation. Currently, the three-member board is comprised of one Democrat and two Republicans, as appointed by the State Board of Elections. In light of the many changes that will impact local voters, Jacobs encouraged the board to seek extra funding for voter outreach.
If you need more assistance, if the Board of Elections thinks of ways that you would like to be more creative to try and reach voters, please tell Ms. Reams and have her ask it as part of the budget process. There's nothing more important in a democracy than people having the opportunity to cast their ballot.
If you'd like to learn more about changes to voting law under House Bill 589, you can find this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. In 1982, my wife and I got married, and we embarked on a career that neither one of us had ever thought we would do, and that was open up a restaurant in Chapel Hill on Rosemary Street. Like everything, we worked really hard. It started with nothing. Unfortunately, it wore us out, but it also taught us that there is nothing to learn business better than the restaurant business when you're totally in it. You really learn how hard it is, and everything else is easy in comparison. I go around the country helping people in the insurance industry build their businesses. And this is the first thing I say. First of all, you have to love what you do. To me, that's the pinnacle, is that you love what you do, or you have a reason why you want to build this business. What I try to teach people is to continue to get back to the basics. Whatever it is that created you and created your business, continually build off of those things. The reality is that it's real important what we do. It's a profession. It's not a job. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirement, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
54 degrees, 6:15 at WCHL. With early voting beginning in a few weeks and Election Day just a little more than a month away, campaign season has arrived in Orange County. And we here at WCHL are excited to announce we'll be hosting four candidates' forums for each of the top races all through the month of October. It all begins on Monday, October 14th, as we host the four candidates for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board from 3 until 4 p.m. and the nine candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council from 7 until 9 p.m. Then on Monday, October 21st, from 7 to 9 p.m., we welcome the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. Finally, on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All four forums will take place here at the WCHL Studios, 88 Vilcom Circle in Northern Chapel Hill. Members of the public are welcome to attend, but we'll carry all the forums live on WCHL streaming, as always, on our website, chapelboro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for all the latest on the 2013 election. Chapel Hill Town Council will consider how to regulate new development in the existing neighborhoods when the council meets tonight. In the past, residents concerned about the influx of student housing would petition the town to create neighborhood conservation districts with rules governing house size, occupancy, and parking. But a consultant hired to rewrite the town's land use codes says this piecemeal approach isn't working. Instead, he suggests creating town-wide standards for building in established neighborhoods. Drafting the proposed infill compatibility standards could cost as much as $20,000, an expense not currently included in this year's budget. The council will also discuss a plan to begin charging homeowners and businesses for the cost of responding to security alarms that are repeatedly triggered by accident. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. And 10 schools holding half the Chapel Hill Carborough District students need major renovations ranging from $10 to $40 million each. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education presented summarized findings on the 10 oldest schools in the district on Thursday of last week. Some of these schools include Colbreth Middle School, Chapel Hill High, Carborough Elementary, Estes Hills Elementary, and the Lincoln Center itself, the administrative offices. The Board of Education worked with Mosley architects and staff members to identify facility issues such as building codes, HVA systems, ADA and life safety requirements, environmental issues, and mechanical electrical deficiencies. The 10 schools were found to have many common issues. Many of the buildings at these facilities are 50 to 60 years old and need significant interior and exterior repair. The 2013 through 2023 capital investments plan budgets $20 million for all schools. Some of the extensive repair options for schools range from $10 to $40 million per school. This week, we'll be speaking with Chapel Hill Carborough Assistant Superintendent for Support Services, Todd LaFreeze, about the needed repairs. Tuesday, tune into the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck at 4:30 for a forum on the topic. If you'd like more information, you can view the Board of Education presentation on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Well, time now for traffic and weather together, and this first traffic report of the morning is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. You can know that they are immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Not a lot of traffic right now, but that situation will certainly change in just a little while as everybody begins their day. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual. He will be reporting on traffic starting about a half hour from now. In the meantime, if you spot anything at all unusual, or if you certainly are involved in anything, let us know as soon as you can safely. Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL, and we'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 54 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 70s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow we'll get it mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Pretty good weather here. It's 620 at WCHL. And coming up next, WCHL Championship Sports.
Fall is here, and that means back to school. Back to cool weather and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with the redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
Tailgate season is back and Great Outdoor Provision Company is ready to kick it off right. Stop by to pick up one of our new Yeti coolers with UV-resistant technology and heavy insulation. And don't forget about Costa Del Mar sunglasses for game days and Patagonia better sweaters because cold weather is on the way. Great Outdoor Provision Company, located at Eastgate Shopping Center. Like us on Facebook and find out more about featured products at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability, it's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Russ Dutz. UNC's Crystal Dunn has done just about everything there is to do on the soccer field, but last night she recorded her first hat trick of her career as the Tar Heels ended their two-game losing streak in emphatic fashion, brushing aside the Miami Hurricanes 4-0. Tar Heels improved to 8-2 in the season, 2-2 in the ACC, with the victory, while Miami fell to 6-3 overall, 1-3 in conference play. Dunn notched the first hat trick by a UNC player since Courtney Jones scored 3 goals against Duke back in October 28, 2010, in a 5-3 Carolina win. Remarkably, UNC outshot the Hurricanes 22-2 in the match and had a 10-1 edge in shots on goal. Tar Heels will continue their road trip on Thursday when they play at ACC newcomer Pittsburgh. That game scheduled for 7 o'clock Thursday night. It'll be available on ESPN3. It will mark the first meeting in history between the Tar Heels and the Panthers. You can read the story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelbrough.com. Well, there's been so much talk about Coach Ron Rivera of the Carolina Panthers being fired right here in the middle of the season if his team lost for the 3rd straight time to open up the campaign. We will put that aside for a while because yesterday the Carolina Panthers defeated the New York Giants 38-0. Cam Newton threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for another, and Carolina's defense sacked Eli Manning 7 times. The Panthers handed Tom Coughlin his worst defeat as coach of the New York Giants, 38-0. The largest margin of victory in Panthers history might help save Coach Ron Rivera's job following that 0-2 start. The Panthers allowed Newton to run out of the read option, which helped open up an offense that had been mostly stagnant in losses to Seattle and Buffalo. Newton had 223 yards passing and threw 2 touchdown passes to Brandon LaFell and 1 to Ted Ginn Jr. He ran for 45 yards and his first TD of the season. The Giants are in big trouble. Of the 161 teams that started the season 0-3 since 1978, only 5 made the NFL playoffs. And as far as Tar Heel football is concerned, a little bit later on this morning, we'll talk with Brian Chakos, a former Carolina offensive lineman who follows the Tar Heels quite closely. We'll talk about the loss to Georgia Tech on Saturday. And we'll also be talking with Kevin Best of UNC about all the activities happening this coming game against East Carolina. It's a special military recognition day. All veterans parachute team will be there, and a lot of other things going on in military appreciation in Kenan Stadium on Saturday. We'll give you all the details about what's happening as part of the Carolina game day experience. That is on the way next hour on WCHL. It's 6:24, and I'm Rod Stutz. We have Charles Osgood on the way right after this.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning. 7 a.m. Guaranteed, or it's free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Ron Stutz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
6:25 at 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. Congress is again engaged in a struggle over government spending. Ben Stein, one of our Sunday morning contributors, had some thoughts on this yesterday, and I'd like to share some of them with you after this.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In the current showdown on Capitol Hill, the political parties differ. Of course they do, says Ben Stein.
That's why they're in different parties, and we should not be surprised by that. And if the GOP-controlled House of Representatives wants to send a bill to the Senate cutting off Obamacare, that is its right. If the democratically controlled Senate sees it differently, that's its right.
At this point, though, what can they do?
There are procedures for resolving these differences. They're called conference committees, and they would work perfectly well if everyone had a good attitude. But not everyone has a good attitude.
As for shutting the government down, though, says Benstein,
that is just plain nutty. It might be fun for children to threaten it, but it will not be fun to drastically cut defense, law enforcement, medical care for the poor and the elderly. To shut that down seems to me a flight from adult responsibility that is just not morally defensible. Let people on Capitol Hill yell at each other. Let them call each other names. But to even think of closing down the government is wildly dangerous. At the end of the day, we're all Americans. We don't just pick up our toys and go home if we disagree. It's wonderful to take a stand, but sometimes the patriotic thing to do is compromise today, gear up to win elections tomorrow, and work like adults for America every day.
For the record, Ben Stein is a Republican. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and theosgoodfile.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Another veteran agent at Weaver Street Realty in Carborough is Bill Mullen.
Well, my slogan is actually, have boots, will travel. I will put on my boots and go show land because that's what I love to do.
Being a part of the Muddy Boots Land Team, what exactly does that mean?
We show a lot of land. We sell a lot of properties out in Orange and Chatham and Alamance counties, and we like to go out and show properties and walk in the mud and find the boundary lines, look for great places to build a house or places to put your septic tank or your well. Which features of the property are interesting, like great big trees or rock outcroppings or creeks. So we just like to get a feel for the property and see what it's about, what it has to offer.
Bill Mullen wants his customers to know everything they can possibly know about the property they're getting.
Yeah, I think it's very important to know all the aspects of the property, what it has to offer. Best to go in the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees and you can actually see the topography and what surrounds it. I think it's important to let the buyer know that they're going to have to put in a driveway and find a place for the septic system and the well and where the best place to build the house was to take advantage of the views and what the property has to offer.
Get in touch with Bill Mullen at Weaver Street Realty.
We're on Main Street in Carborough, not Weaver Street. It's at 116 East Main Street, and it's right across the street from Carmel Mall. You can contact us at www.weaverstreetrealty.com or just call us at 929-5658. We'll be glad to help you out.
For all your local real estate needs, especially when it comes to property, get in touch with Bill Mullen and the Muddy Boots team at Weaver Street Realty in Carborough.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community or business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
And it's time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need an engagement ring or a custom piece of jewelry you've dreamed of for a long, long time, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 in Carborough this morning. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 70s, tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow, another nice day, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Really good weather for several days.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Heavy gunfire and thick black smoke is rising from parts of a mall in Nairobi, Kenya, where terrorists have holed up.
There's been what sounded like heavy machine gun fire that lasted for probably about 30 seconds, and then there's been a lot of exchange of fire.
Sky News' Stuart Ramsey says the Kenyan military is trying to free an unknown number of hostages from the mall.
I saw at least 20, 30 Kenyan soldiers running away, crossing a road that's outside the center, and then large crowds of people who gathered along the road near that running away as the bullets appear to be coming in.
The al-Qaeda-linked militants stormed the mall Saturday, killing at least 68 people, wounding about 175. Ramzi is now hearing unconfirmed reports that the hostage takers may have blown themselves up. Again, that's from Sky News. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. One of your Orange County commissioners says it's time to step up or give up, and she wants to step up to the North Carolina House of Representatives. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
Bernadette Pelissier has served on the Board of Commissioners since December 2008. Yesterday, she announced she will seek the appointment to the House seat representing District 50. Pelissier said in a press release that, quote, we can either step up or give up, end quote. She referred to education as one of her main points of focus, saying she intends to help provide access to quality education for all. She also said strong business growth in the state, netting many new jobs, and a transparent government are at the heart of her plans. Pelissier is the daughter of French parents and was born in Senegal, Africa. However, she moved to the United States when she was young and spent most of her early years in New Jersey. She returned overseas when she was a teenager as her father worked for the United Nations in Damascus, Syria. Pelissier's time in Orange County began in 1975 when she attended UNC. She received her Ph.D. in sociology in 1980. Her work outside politics includes director of research and evaluation for the Durham County Community Mental Health Center in the early 80s. She was also the chief of research at the Federal Correctional Institution in Butner, where she retired in 2006. Other than her most recent election to the Board of Commissioners, where she served as chair, Pelissier has served on the Orange County Planning Board, the Commission for the Environment, the Special Transit Advisory Committee. She was the chair of the Orange Chatham Sierra Club two times, chair of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or OWASA, and chair of the Partnership to End Homelessness, among other boards and commissions. Pelissier joins four other people who have announced their intention to seek the House 50 seat, Orange County's Lauren Eastham, Tommy McNeil, Greg Meyer, and Durham County's Drew Nelson. Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News. Today at 7:30, we'll hear from Pelissier, who will join Ron Stutz to further express her intention to replace Valerie Fouché in the State House of Representatives. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's Board of Elections Director says a slew of changes to state voting laws will have a big impact on local elections starting next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams came before Orange County Commissioners last week to update officials on the many recent changes to state election law. All voters must provide photo ID by 2016, Reams said, but the process of educating voters about the new law will start next year.
We will be required to ask people, do you have ID? They won't be required to provide it in 2014, but we have to ask them if they do have it. And if they do not, then they will have to sign a declaration to let us know they do not have it.
And while the voter ID law has received much attention both locally and nationally, Reams says other less publicized provisions of House Bill 589 will have a significant impact on local voters. Beginning in January of 2014, a new rule prohibits voters who go to the wrong precinct from casting provisional ballots. Reams said all voters who ask will be handed provisional ballots, but the votes won't be counted.
If a voter went to another precinct and they were not assigned to that precinct, they were allowed to vote a provisional ballot. With the enactment of House 589, anybody that votes outside of their correct precinct, we cannot count that ballot for any contest at all.
And Reams said the timing of North Carolina's presidential primary is now wholly dependent on when South Carolinians go to the polls.
We will now be required to follow what South Carolina does. If they hold their primary prior to the first Monday in May, then we have to hold our primary the Tuesday following them. The past 4 to 6 primaries, at least, they've held their primary in January and February. So that tells us that more than likely we're going to have a primary in February or March. So we will probably be early voting over the Christmas holidays.
Though Reams said it's too early to say how much that will cost, she told commissioners the expense will be significant.
There again, it'll be an additional cost for the county because we'll have to hold a presidential primary and then addition to all the other primaries that will be held as traditionally in May.
In addition, the option to vote a straight party ticket has now been removed from ballots, and the process for requesting and filling out absentee ballots has changed. Commissioner Mark Dorson called the changes an effort by the Republican-led General Assembly to disenfranchise voters.
Clearly what's happening here is an attempt to suppress voter turnout. You know, we had a very high turnout in early voting in the last two presidential elections, and so that's been cut. We had a tremendous amount of same-day registration, so that's been cut.
Board Chair Barry Jacobs thanked the Orange County Board of Elections for what he called their bipartisan spirit of cooperation. Currently, the three-member board is comprised of one Democrat and two Republicans, as appointed by the State Board of Elections. In light of the many changes that will impact local voters, Jacobs encouraged the board to seek extra funding for voter outreach.
If you need more assistance, if the Board of Elections thinks of ways that you would like to be more creative to try and reach voters, please tell Ms. Reams and have her ask it as part of the budget process. There's nothing more important in a democracy than people having the opportunity to cast their ballot.
If you'd like to learn more about changes to voting law under House Bill 589, you can find this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Here in Chapel Hill, a community farming project is helping members of Orange County's Karen population reconnect with their native farming tradition. Emma Miller reports from Carolina Connection.
4 miles outside of Carrboro, just off of Jones Ferry Road, the Transplanting Traditions Community Farm buzzes with activity and chatter. Here, 31 Karen families grow crops on a four-acre plot owned and preserved by the Triangle Land Conservancy. All are refugees who once farmed in their native Burma. Many fled to escape persecution and spent years living in refugee camps in Thailand. Now, in the States, most work overnight at low-wage service jobs. They come to the farm as soon as their shifts end. Kelly Owensby is the farm's project manager. She teaches the refugees how to grow healthy crops in the Piedmont climate and how to sell them. Owensby says that back in Burma, farming is a huge part of community and culture.
It is something that they've done for many generations, and it's also something that people do on a community level. For them, the farm is not only very practical in that they are learning skills, gaining income, growing food and reducing food insecurity, but it's also a really big community project.
April Paw has worked on the farm for 2 years now. She left a refugee camp in Thailand to move to Chapel Hill 6 years ago.
I grow the luther, notedo, we call for my language, hot pepper, eggplant, banana pepper. I like very much to work here. Like if I want to eat something like my country, and I have it.
Etwa P, a refugee who serves as a translator for the project, says that the farm also fills a role as a gathering place for the Karen.
They want to be here together to talk about job, to help to each other, to hear to each other, because our Karen is like a community.
Today is pickup day for the farm's CSA program. That stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Owensby delivers announcements with Etwapi's help.
So we have some seeds and some plants today.
Then farmers pack boxes of fresh produce for customers. Some crops are instantly recognizable. Collards, winter squash, peppers, and sweet potatoes. But there are other less familiar vegetables too. Lemongrass, roselle, round green things the size of golf balls that I'm told are Thai eggplants. Those are crops traditionally grown in Burma. The farmers will take their boxes of produce to Johnny's store in Carrboro, where customers who have paid to receive weekly deliveries will pick them up. Transplanting Traditions has already brought in $33,000 through its CSA program this year, and all of that money goes to the farmers. But there are benefits outside the financial for those who work on the farm. Pido is a farmer who came to Chapel Hill this year with his wife and 3 kids, after living in Virginia for 6 years. Before that, he lived in a refugee camp in Thailand. Pido tells me through Etwa P that his health has improved since getting involved.
When he come to the open space here with the fresh air, breathe the fresh air, with the sun, and talking about job, talking with friends, making friends, you know, he feel more happy and more healthy.
And Owensby says that the farm also gives refugees something to be proud of.
You know, I have one woman who said, for example, that when she first got her first job at UNC, she's a housekeeper, she's very grateful for that job, but that she thought to herself, I'm going to be here cleaning at night in the dark for the rest of my life. And that was really a hard thought. And I know that the farm for her has given her not only supplemental income, but I think just a really strong pride and an ability to show who she is, where she's from, and it just gives her another option.
This summer, a successful campaign through the crowdfunding website Indiegogo brought in $30,000 for the farm. So that will enable the project to continue. Owensby stresses that the farm needs more money to get more Karen families off its wait list and out onto the land. In Chapel Hill, I'm Emma Miller.
Carolina Connection is a radio news magazine of UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs each Saturday morning at 8:30 during the academic year on WCHL. 6:42 at WCHL, Jim Warren has today's commentary. He says we have to step up to meet the challenge. That's today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
55 degrees, 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Climate change has become a planetary emergency. If humanity doesn't begin cutting global emissions by 2015, this crisis will pass a point of no return. North Carolina has a unique duty to help avert climate and economic chaos because the world's second largest power company is based in Charlotte. The sheer size of Duke Energy means that its transition to clean energy could be a climate game changer. NC Warren and allies are pressing Duke to phase out fossil fuel electricity by ramping up energy-saving programs and renewable power, which are far cheaper than the nuclear plants Duke hopes to build. In fact, Duke is investing heavily in solar and wind out west. But in the southeast, Duke is blocking clean energy so it can keep burning coal and gas while hoping to build new nukes. Our society has been very slow to respond to the climate crisis. Indeed, the acceleration of bizarre weather and rising storm surges can feel paralyzing, and our government is surely failing its duty. But NC Warren and allies have a strong chance of persuading Duke Energy to join the clean energy revolution. North Carolina simply must rise to this extraordinary moral challenge. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For the eighth consecutive, Carolina Football left Atlanta very frustrated after falling to Georgia Tech 28-20. The Tar Heels led 20-7 in the second quarter, only to see the Yellow Jackets score the final 21 points of the game for the win. Tar Heel head coach Larry Fedora after the game.
Well, we had plenty of opportunities to win the football game, and we didn't get it done. They made more plays than we did and got a few more calls than we did, and we just didn't capitalize when we needed to. You know, we had some momentum going early in the game and throughout that first half, and we just never put the ball game away.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
after scoring touchdowns on three of its first four possessions. The Tar Heel offense went scoreless in its final six possessions of the game, including in the four second-half possessions, having three punts and an interception. So what changed for the Tar Heel offense?
Well, they didn't do anything differently on defense. It was not like they made any real adjustments. I mean, we played poorly in the second half offensively.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
You're right, Jones. That was an incredibly frustrating day, but not as frustrating for anyone as it was for the team and the coaches, that's for sure. 6:47 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Looking ahead to Carolina football this coming weekend. Tar Heels take on East Carolina at home in Kenan Stadium. It will be Military Appreciation Day. And just as importantly, an opportunity to get back into the win column. Of course, we'll have it for you on WCHL. What we have next is traffic and weather together. We'll also take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL, so don't go away.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. I love Chapel Hill. Why? It's a combination of nostalgia with an edgy personality. Sports Illustrated has called Chapel Hill the best college town in America. UNC's Findlay Golf Course, redesigned by Tom Fazio, continues to be recognized as one of the nation's top collegiate layouts. In two words, Dean Smith. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carborough, or go to WeaverStreetRealty.com to learn more.
All right, time again for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Seasons. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at SouthernSeason.com. Now with your morning traffic, WCHL here, all bright and perky this morning, is Rand Northam.
Well, it might be a false bright and perkiness as it is a Monday morning, but I'm going to try my best nonetheless.
Gosh, I know what you mean, man. It's hard to shine coming in here on Monday morning.
Well, and the dang Emmys. Yeah. I just, you know, I had to stay up and watch some of those at least. So.
I didn't watch any of that.
Gosh, I keep you up until...
I have a feeling just from hearing what people are saying, I would have been probably frustrated.
Yeah.
If I had stayed up to watch it. So.
It was pretty entertaining, though. I will give you that.
Yeah.
They were pretty entertaining last night. So
fantastic.
Neil Patrick Harris at it again. So traffic, though, this morning moving pretty smoothly. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, and I imagine it'll come up again. If you're walking on the road, use the sidewalk. Somebody walking in the middle of the street this morning, right next to a sidewalk. Yeah.
When you were on the way to work?
Yeah.
That's not really smart.
5:15 in the morning, wearing a black top, some light shorts. But why? I mean, there's just we taxpayers spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to have these sidewalks created. So walk on the dang thing.
Well, there's no apparent reason for walking in the road, you know, when the sidewalk's there. You know,
crystal clear, white, right there.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Stepping down from my soapbox. I'll see you later.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you have a soapbox. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather, presented by UNC Athletics, Carolina football to be specific. You can win tickets to this Saturday's home game against East Carolina by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. That's all you have to do. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. It is 55 degrees right now. Mostly sunny today. High today in the low 70s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. So we're talking about pretty good weather here for the next couple of days. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with Mickey Rooney. I did not know that Mickey Rooney was still alive, but he's 93 years old today. My goodness. Singer Julio Iglesias is 70. Actor Paul Peterson, who was on the Donna Reed Show, turned 68 today. Actress-singer Mary Kay Place is 66. Bruce Springsteen, 64 years old today. All right, Bruce can still get it done. Golfer Larry Mize, 55. Actor Jason Alexander is 54. Actress Elizabeth Pena is 54. Actor Eric Todd Dellum is 49. Actress Lisa Ray, 47. Actor Kip Pardue, 37. Actor Anthony Mackie is 35 years old today. Eric Michael Estrada, making the band, 34 years old today. And actress Aubrey Dollar is 33. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Audrey Layden has a birthday. Happy birthday, Audrey. Joe Hackney. Oh, yeah. Joe Hackney is another year older today, as is Doug Poole, Kevin Van Godfrey, and our birthday winner of the day is Phil Stapleton. All right, Coach. Happy birthday, buddy. Phil Stapleton has a birthday. We're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamont and Fortnum Boulevard to Phil Stapleton, who will no doubt put it to good use. Phil Stapleton, happy birthday from all your friends at UPS stores and WCHL.
It's Monday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for...
I'm so excited, I can't stand it.
I'm afraid that when I give you the category today, you're going to like just glaze over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not geography, though.
Not donuts?
Not what?
It's not donuts either. American history?
Hey!
Hey, man. How you doing? What's Rand Northam doing outside the window?
He lives here, doesn't he?
Why are you staring?
He's on top. He's on top of all the news.
Yeah.
Anything that breaks, he's on it.
Rand's been here for, I get in at 6 o'clock. Rand's been here an hour already.
Doesn't he sleep in a cot, a little berth back there?
He should. He used to sleep in the parking lot one morning when I came in here, but, that's another story.
I used to find you in my driveway asleep, but that's another story, too.
Yeah. What you got, man?
Fragrances.
Oh, boy.
Fragrances are perfumes. I thought I'd just go really way out there.
Yeah, you are way out there.
Okay, you ready? Ashanti's signature fragrance is Precious Jewel. Sure. Derek Jeter's is Driven. And Beyonce's is True Star. What was the signature fragrance of Elizabeth Taylor? Ashanti's signature fragrance or perfume is Precious Jewel. Derek Jeter's is Driven. Uh-huh. Beyonce's is True Star.
I think I got part of it.
What is the signature fragrance for Elizabeth Taylor?
I got part of
Miss National Velvet.
Part of the name.
Cleopatra.
But not all.
Okay. Yeah, if anybody gets this, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A woman will come up with this.
Maybe somebody who's like smells good guy, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, that's your number to call right now if you know the answer. Swap trivia prize with one of our previous
winners.
Maybe
you can bring in a fragrance that you no longer use.
Exactly.
To swap.
Yeah. And
soap on a rope.
You also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
English leather.
Good to go.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! Why would you buy a Subaru anywhere else? Subaru start at $199 per month in September, such as the 2013 Subaru Legacy 2.5i. And we have financing as low as 0% for up to 48 months. We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number D3318, DAD01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $2,450 due at signing, excludes $650 lease cash, and excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee, zero security deposit, financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
657 at WCHL.
Passion.
Fashion.
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer to Freddie Kiger's trivia question. Well, first of all, repeat the question. If you
okay.
Don't mind.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing, but the...
Fragrances. Yeah. Fragrances. Perfumes. What was the signature perfume or fragrance for Elizabeth Taylor?
And I have no idea.
Well, although some would say in her overweight days that it was Bojangles fried chicken. Her fragrance
really
was... her fragrance was Passion.
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 That sounds like the David Bowie song.
Yeah, released in 1988, Passion. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Passion is an oriental fragrance for women. And ready for this? Its top notes include coriander, gardenia, bergamot, and lily of the valley. Its middle notes include honey, sandalwood, orris root, jasmine, cedar, and rose. And its base notes include leather, musk, coconut, vanilla, incense, and oak moss.
I don't know how anybody knows all that stuff, but you know what? Everybody else got it wrong, too. I was thinking it had something to do with white something, and a lot of people called in here and said it had something to do with diamonds. Some people said it was diamonds, but Freddie says it's Passion, Elizabeth Taylor's fragrance. So we stumped everybody this morning. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 70s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, another good day, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.